You're up to Daf Tes Vov Amud Aleph on top. Now the Gemara is to Shaila, Esher Litkuna or LeYesher Litkuna. Can you fix it or can't you fix it? Remember, we just came out with the Pesach Halacha before that Amulam and Yechanan that Halacha Shlei Beregel is Leishim Halacha. If the Kohen moves the dam towards the Mizbeach just with his hands and his feet are standing still, he's not moving, that's not called Halacha. So the question is, let's say a Kohen did this. Let's say a Kohen standing still handed over the Mizrach, the dam, to another Kohen, and he was Makar of the dam, he brought the dam closer towards the Mizbeach. So that's Psul. The Shalom is, can you fix it up or not? Actually, it's Kuna, Allah Yashka, it's Kuna. In other words, can you give it back again and do it over again? Rashi learns the Shalom is both ways, whether the Zar did this Halacha, or even if a Kohen Kosher did the Halacha. So we say it's not called Halacha, so the question is though, can you do it over again? Like, could you return it back to the first Kohen, and then the first Kohen will work with it towards the Mizbeach? That's the Gemara Shalom. The Gemara says, Toshima coming here. If you had before, the Brisa says, Kibol HaKosher, if a Kosher, a Kohen, made the Kabbalah Saddam, and then did not sound the Postle. He handed it over to a Kohen that's Postle to Baal Mum. So Lachar is Yachsel HaKosher. Said before, you have to return it back. The one that's Postle has to return it back to the Kosher Kohen. But I call upon him, you see here, that's extra to Kunei. He could fix up that Halacha. Here first the Kohen handed it over to the one that's Pesul. That was called Halacha Shlei Beregel. It was not called Halacha. So Brisa says, Yachsa, you have to return it. And the Gemara says, in the Hinam, even if you want to say, the Yachsa HaKosh Yivikablenu, like we said before he wanted to bring the proof that maybe, like we wanted to say before, that maybe this Brisa holds that Halacha Shlei Beregel really is Shmo Halacha. That really the first Halacha that the Kohen handed over to the Pesul is called a good Halacha. And all he has to do now is the Kohen Kosher has to walk towards the side of the Mizbeach, and where he's standing there will take it away from the Pesul. So Chura, even if it's like that, but I call upon him, we hear that you could fix up this Halacha. The Gemara says, Isak Adaitach, you can tell me if you think Isak Adaitach. Lo Yeshlet Kuna, if you cannot fix up this Halacha, is the law. The Halacha should make up soon. Rashi Belochus Kosher Rishon, it should have been Pesul. See, there's a Gemara here, and the Hinami is a very Shrei Gemara. Like in Hinami, the other side sheet is good. And we're only talking about on the Tzad L'chura, the Halacha Shrei Beregel, is Leishim HaHalacha. Now it's a question, could you fix it up or not? But this side of the Gemara says, in Hinami, the Yachsa Kosher, the girls like that, that gives the word that Halacha Shrei Beregel is Shema HaHalacha. That's similar good Halacha. If it's called the good Halacha, like sheet, there's nothing to fix up, it's a good Halacha. We are sure why the Gemara says it. So I call upon the Gemara means to say, like, from this Braisa, no matter how you learn the Braisa, I call upon him, Gemara means like this, but I call upon him. From this Braisa, you see clearly that you could fix up the Halacha. Like, either you see from this Braisa that Halacha said the regal is Shema Halacha, this is the answer. From this Braisa, either you see that it is a good Halacha to start off with, or even if you want to say it's not called a good Halacha, but I call upon him, you see clearly from this Braisa that it's Eshlet Kuni, you can fix it up. Gemara says, no, maybe there's no proof in this Braisa at all. Misavrit the koi zar gavoi, who told you that this zar is standing closer toward the Mizbeach? In other words, again, the Shechita was done away from the Mizbeach. And the Kosher Kohen made the Kabbalah. And now he's starting to bring the dam towards the Mizbeach. Who told you that the case said that he handed it over to the Pesul, that the Pesul was closer towards the Mizbeach? So with Siddur Halacha, no, Loi, that's not the case. The case maybe is the Koi Zah Broi, that the Zah was further away from the Mizbeach. So when the first Kohen handed it over to the Zah, there was no Halacha at all. He was not bringing it closer to the Mizbeach, but instead he was bringing it further away from the Mizbeach. So Pshita, that's nothing. So therefore the Zah is only like a table. He's just holding on to it, he's doing nothing. So Pshita, there's no Psulas Eksher to fix it. But maybe the case with the first Kohen, when he handed it over to the Pesul one, he was bringing it closer towards the Mizbeach, and since he did it through Halacha Shlei Beregel, maybe that would make it so that you cannot fix it. So kiss it this place, you have no proof. Having more says, Itma, we learned, Omar Ulam Rabbi Yechanon, Halacha Shlei Beregel Psulam, if you make her locha without moving your feet, just moving your hands, it's psula. So Lashna psula means, Alma, what do we see? Lo yeshnet kuna. You see that you could not fix it up. It's a psul. Once you move the dam, just with your hands, without moving your feet, they're made a psul. Rashi says, the filu wasa kain is psulas adam. I, the Gemara is before. You have to answer, like we said before, always they're moving. But if the kain is not moving at all, just moving it with his hands, that would make a psul, and it's EF, so you cannot fix it up. So Nachman asked the question back too, is it true what you're saying? That is psula. I says aloha. Mishpach menakui ala rizpo. Let's answer the kain, made a kabbalah sadam. He received the dam in a kli, and now the blood spilled out from the kli onto the floor of the azara. The osvu kosher, and the osvu, they gathered the blood together again, and they put it back into the kli kosher. You let him make a zikr with it. So Rashi says, "Hayuv and iskabel v'kli, your mishmi the mishmi parashlishi." So the havamina was that when the blood spilled on the floor, most probably the blood became a little bit closer towards the mizbeach, and it says, "All you have to do katan is kosher." Even though true according to your shita, he'd have to bring it back and walk with it over again, okay? But our koponim is no psul. Because according to Ulu, that you say if the dam moves without a locha, so they go, there's a psul, so why is this dam so kosher? Gemara says, no. Hocha b'mayachkini, no, we're talking about over here, kishiyotze lechutz. Meaning, when the dam spilled, it did not spill like towards the Mizbeach, but rather it spilled backwards. So since it spilled backwards, again, there was no halacha here at all. Maybe that's why it's kosher. So Marius, the question, is that true, like lebroi nofik, legavoi leayah, like how could that be? When blood spills, it spilled out of the kli, it spills all over. It spills forwards, it spills backwards. Like how can you tell me the case is it only spilled in front, and it only spilled backwards and not in front? How could that be? Samara says, the Mokim Modrin, we're talking about here, it spilled on a slanty place, and it was slanty away from the Mizbeach. So therefore, when the blood spilled, it spilled away from the Mizbeach. That's why it's kosher to pick up the blood, because no halacha was done at all. In other words, the side of halacha means you're walking, you're carrying, you're taking the dam closer towards the Mizbeach. But here that the dam was not brought closer towards the Mizbeach, that's why here there's no psul, that's why you could pick it up again. But maybe if it went closer towards the Mizbeach, maybe since the halacha was done, maybe it will be possible, maybe it will be psula like ula, and it will be, you cannot do it over again. And then it says, another territory, boy, you said, if you want, I can answer you, beguma, we're talking about that the blood spilled into a goom, into a hole, there was a hole in the floor. So that's why the blood did not spill forwards or backwards. So that's why there's no halacha done at all, that's why it's kosher. The boy, you said, another territory, I can answer you, bismicha. But someone over here that the blood was thick blood. It was thick blood, so therefore it did not just spritz all over. Therefore it only went away or stood still, but koponim, it did not become closer, it would not move closer towards the Mizbeach. So therefore in this case then, according to these Switzerland, you have no proof. What will be the locha? Locha shleberego, does it make it still or not? Now the Gemara says, the yichpo tonel yashminu kolhani. I got these good answers. Does the bride to go to lower itself to say such cases like these cases, and of course the natural doesn't happen to orphan that the blood should spill into a hole, or it should be thick blood, or a mokimodian, it's not the normal cases, or at least the bride should have explained it. So Shreza said that these are the cases. Secondly, Adatoni Bidich Pirkin. We learned in the next parak. Next parak it says, Nishbach al Haritzbach, the blood spilled on the floor of the Mizbeach, meaning Rashi says, Mitzago behema, the blood fell directly from the neck of the animal onto the floor. There was no kabbalah sadam at all. And then the osu and them, they gathered the blood together, posel. Here it's posel, since there was no avoida of kabbalah at all, therefore the dam is posel. If so, the question is, little of the day, why don't they argue and make a difference in this case itself? And so like this, p'med v'amamurim kishuyot salachutz, even when the dam fell from the kli, there was a kabbalah sadam. When do you say it's kosher? Only if the blood spilled away from the mizbeach. Avonichnas lefnim posel. Let's say a big chiddush. that even though there was the Kabbalah Saddam, but the dam now spilled out of the Kli onto the floor, and it spilled a little bit closer towards the Mizbeach, since the Halacha Shleb Regel was done, that makes a psul, then it's pesul. So why don't the Baraita say this for Chiddush? So when it says, Tiyuftan Echdam, the Shulchot should be a Kashanua, the Shulchot should be Mashal from this Baraita, that if you made Halacha Shleb Regel, it's actually Tchune, it's possible to fix it up. So it's a Tiyuftanua. Now the Gemara still says, Itma we learned, Halacha Shleb Regel, if you make Halacha Shleb Regel, it's a machlekes Rebbe Shimon and the Rabbanon. Well, Rashi says it means of our Mishnah that according to Rebbe Shimon, that halacha the machshava does not passel. So at the end, the halacha is not considered halacha, and according to the Rabbanon, that halacha that b'shas halacha machshava paselis, so at the end is called a halacha. So the Gemara explains like this: the Gemara says, "Po halacha Rabsi." By a long halacha, which means you really have to walk. In other words, if you make the shechita far away from the mizbeach, and after you make the kabbalah sadam, now you have to walk with the dam until the mizbeach. So everybody holds that if a zar would do this halacha, it would be psula, or a kohen tosla would pasul. This is the habimina. That even Rabbi Shimon would agree for halacha rabsi that halacha would pasul. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes of Shimon Rabbonin, the halacha zutrasi, in a small halacha. And Rashi explains a small halacha means without the regal, where you don't have to walk. Just with your hands, you could move over the dam to the mizbeach. When you make halacha, shleb regal, that would be the machlekes. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's loy paslu, it's not called an avoida. And according to the Rabbonin, it's called an avoida. And when Rashi says, the Gemara assumes, and asks the question, that's not true. And our Mishnah is the Machlekes even by Halacha Rapsi. But that's what they said, that the Machlekes is only by Halacha Zutrasi. And Rashi explains again, what does Halacha Zutrasi mean? Sheshochat betat ha-mizbeach, that they made the Shechita right on the side of the Mizbeach, the Zorak, and they made the Zrika from there, the Heinish Leber Regal. So that's the Mahom Machlekes, whether that's considered Halacha or not. But in Halacha Rapsi, where they have to walk with their feet, everybody holds it's called the halacha. So this the Gemara says, Machaku Leva Marova. And Eretz Yisrael, when they heard this, they started to laugh on this. They started to laugh and they said, if this is the Pshat, Elechat is Oif, Tipsulo Bo Machshov and Rabbi Shimon, Heichi Mishkachas Lo. If you're going to tell me that by halacha Shleiber Regal, it's not called the halacha, like over here, where you made the Shechita right on the side of the Mizbeach, they right at that mokum, right from there, you made this weakness of dam, it's not called the halacha, said so, by echat is oif. We know there's a Gemara later that says, b'shas is rika, or b'shas the halacha. There's the psul machshava, so according to Rabbi Shimon, heich mishkachat, how do you find it? And Rashi says, the time we hold that Gemara, kera kotcha kadoshim, the possible machshava be hazor domo, when they're spritzing the dam, sh'ikir avoy dosa, the chsiv shom, v'hizo midam achat is ala akir. You have to like spritz the dam from the neck of the bird onto the mizbeach. Shaykh saw the goof, for what he does, the Kohen does, he holds on to the goof of the bird itself, umatis dam al kir, and he like spritzes the dam on the kir, on the side of the mizbeach. Now, v'hacha tells you this spritzing of the blood, halacha zutrasi. This is considered halacha zutrasi. Because the Kohen does not have to walk, he just spritzes it. Now, the chiv on the time of Rabbi Shimon Mishum Halacha Zutra lay possible machshava. You tell me according to Rabbi Shimon that an Halacha Zutra see machshava does not passel. Says so by Chatzis Oif that the Gemara later says there is a psul machshava. How would we have it according to Rabbi Shimon? So Gemara explains. If before the dam comes out of the neck of the bird, that's when you have a machshava psulam. The Hainu Behat Sozo, when you are starting to spritz, press down on the bird. Somara says, no. Ho loikulami, that's nothing. Before the blood comes out, that's not called anything. Vibo, so the Nofik Dam, never mind what, but already after the dam comes out, if so, is Avidu Le Mitzvothoi. But the Havamino is right now, as soon as the dam comes out, even before it reaches the Mizbeach, it's considered a Savadlei Mitzvothoi. The Kohen did the Avodah. So there wouldn't be any psul machshava. That's the question. Where would there be a psul machshava? Rashi the Saka Daitach, Michinofek Dam, as soon as the blood leaves the neck of the animal, of the bird, Grom Lo Avedas Hazosa. It figures finished the Aveda that the Kohen has to do with the Azos of the Dam. And even though the blood did not reach the Mizbech yet. So that's the more saying, like Rashi says, the Iyam, like Bishleim, Rashi says, the Locha Rabsi, the Machlek, it says, by Locha Rabsi, the time of the Rebbe Shimon, Shum Diyesh Levat Lo, the way we learn Poshin, the reason why Rebbe Shimon says, Na Mishnah, the Machshava does not pass, because you could do away without that Halochim. Now, Shrinkin over here, by Chat Esoif, you cannot do away with it. This type of Halochim, of making that Tosa Saddam, that's the Halochim. But if you're telling me, that even by the Machlekes is, by Halacha Zutrasi, we cannot do away with it. Still, Rav Shimon holds Halacha Shab Regulation, Halacha, it's not called Halacha. So Bechat Tesoif, Heichim Mishkachas, how do we find the case that there'll be a Psul Machshava? Samara says, my Kusha, what's the Bikash over here? Dilma, maybe, me deporish, Riyadimotel Mizbeach. Maybe from the time when the dam starts to leave the neck of the bird until it reaches the Mizbeach. Is all that considered part of the halacha? It's not like we just said as soon as the dam leaves. It's called nigmura. No, the dam d'avoid is still going on until the dam reaches the Mizbeach. It's all called part of the hazor. And therefore, the machshava could be chal. And what's the proof? The boy yimin erib yimim rab zero. Rab yim, he asked the question from rab zero. What's going to be how your mazir for kohen was making the hazor? He was splitting the dam from the neck of the bird to the mizbeach. V'nekto yodesh shomaza ach lehigia dam liavram mizbeach. Now the arm of the kohen like was chopped off. He lost his arm before the blood reached the mizbeach. In other words, first the kohen made the hazor. He had the bird in his hand. He started to splits like the blood from the neck onto the mizbeach. And as soon as the dam left the neck of the bird, so what happened, the crane's hand came off. So right now the crane is a balmum, he's tossum. So the question is the avoid kshere or not? The yomlin said back to him, sula. No, the avoid is sula. And my time, what's the reason? Vihiza v'nosan dina. The pasuk says vihiza, the crane has to make the spritzing of the dam, but it says v'nosan, meaning that until the dam reaches the mizbeach, it's all considered part of the avoida. So the kohen has to be a Baal Aveda. He has to be a Tam, not a Baal Mum. So if the kohen loses his hand in between, that's a Psul. So also, it'll be a Psul Machshava. The kohen thinks at the time when he spritzes the blood until the blood dam reaches the Mizbeach, that's all considered part of the Halacha, and therefore there would be a Psul. So the Rashi's Alma we see, Yeshtun Liazor, Achi Gila Mizbeach. This would not be a kasha on what they said. This is not the joke why the Bnei Marov started to laugh. Sumer says rather that Kiyosi Rav Papa came from the yeshiva of Rav Amri. They both said over like this, Hai Nuchuka, you know what the laugh is. What did the Bnei Marov laugh? Always the question, what did they have Shavim? They had a kasha like this. That you said the whole machlokes is only by halacha zutrasi, but the halacha rapsi, everybody agrees, is called the halacha. So my first question, the halacha rapsi letigi, you want to tell me there's no machlokes by a big halacha, means even when you're walking with the dam and bringing it close to the mizbeach, you want to tell me then if Shimon holds is called the halacha, v'aki pligi, the halacha rapsa pligi, that's good for the machlokes in the Mishnah. The machlokes in the Mishnah is by regular halacha, we have to walk a long distance. And the Shimon svar is that since you could have done without it, you could have made the shechita next to the mizbeach. Now, even though the shechita was far away from the mizbeach, and you have to walk with the blood with your feet, you have to walk to the mizbeach. Still, Rabbi Shimon holds it's not called halacha. The machshava does not puzzle. Does not make a psul. So how could you tell me halacha rapsi is no machlokes? That's why my rabbi the left. And what was said over? Therefore, the Gemara says like this: Elo rada balocha zutrasi kliyamu lepligi. Shalom. What the Gersa is? We have the Gersa le psula, but the Bas of the Gersa should be psula. But everybody agrees balocha zutrasi. In other words, halacha shleba regel is psula. That's not called an avoda. If you're standing and just by moving your hands you bring the dam closer to the mizbeach, that's not considered an avoda. That's psula. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes in the Mishnah? Fi halacha rapsi. Machlekes says by a long halacha, we have to walk with your feet. So there the Rabbanim say that is considered the halacha, and if you have a machshava, then the machshava would pass with the carbon. And Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, that since you could have gone without this halacha does not passel. But the machlekes is only the halacha rapsi, by big halacha, meaning when you're walking with your feet. But in the case we make an halacha zutrasi, which is called the halacha shleba regel, you're not moving your feet, everybody holds that's not considered a halacha like Ula Paskin before. And now the Gemara says, what's going to be? Hoyli choy zar. Let's say a zar, not a kohen. After the kohen made the kabbalah sadam, now a zar carried the blood towards the mizbeach. The herzira kohen. Now a kohen picked up that dam and brought it back, from the place where the zar took it from. And the chozav hoyli choy. And now the kohen made over again this halacha. So it comes out now lemaisa the dam became closer to the mizbeach through the kohen, not because of the zar. What the zar did, the kohen did over. So Gemara says, pligi bo b'nei Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Yanai. It's the machlekes when the children of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yanai that Chad Amar one holds and says kosher. Yes, it's kosher, even though when the zar does the halachas psula, but if you do it over again like we had before, eshlis kunai becomes kosher. The Chad Amar pesul, one says no, it remains pesul. Why? Ma'asava, one holds eshlis kunai. Yes, you could fix it up like we had. That was the first shot we started off with today. If eshlis kunai, ola eshlis kunai. So even though the zar first made the locha, but the ma'aser for kosher kohen does it over again, he can fix it up. He becomes kosher. Well, ma'asava, the other one holds no, la eshlis kunai. No, you cannot fix it up. In other words, once the zar made the locha, he made a psul. He passed the korban. It's not possible to fix it over. So our shalom before is the machlokes Rabbi Chiya, the bnei Rabbi Chiya Rabbi Yanai. Another Gemara says, what's going to be the opposite way? Let's say halicha koyin. Let's say first the koyin made the halacha. A kosher koyin took the dam from the mokam hashchita to the mizbeach. Now the herziroi, and he returned it. He brought it back to the mokam hashchita. The chazar v'halicha zar. And now the second time, a zar brought the dam from the mokam hashchita to the mizbeach. So what's the halacha here? First the halacha was done the kashrus with the kosher koyin, and then it was done over again with the zar. Some Rav Simi Barashi, wanted to say that Ledivrei Hamachshav, the one that said before, it could be done over again. The halacha could be done over again. So male in this case, here it becomes puzzle, because now who did it over a second time? The zar did it over a second time. But since the zar did it a second time, that's the last one that was mekar of the dam to the mizbeach. He makes up so. And Ledivrei Hapoisel, the one that said before, it's poisel, meaning that the first one that does the halacha, that's the main halacha. So before the apostle did it first, it's not possible to fix it up. But over here it's the opposite way. Here he said, the divrei apostle here will be machshir, be kosher. Because here, who made the halacha first? A kosher kain. So that halacha that was done first, that's it. That's the ikur halacha. And it's kosher. I was done over again with the apostle. He thought to say, it has not become possible. Rava says no. Here, after divrei hapoisel, even according to one beyond that says before, that's poisel, but it's es tzkuni, cannot fix it up. Poisel, here also will be poisel. My time, what's the reason? Listen, over here, you have to bring the dam a second time to the mizbeach.